There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I am Rob.
And I am Trevor.
And we had to flip the opening tonight, didn't we? That was weird.
We're throwing a curveball, people.
That was weird. I don't like doing it when you're here, Trevor. I don't mind it when you're not here, but
after 975 episodes, you're switching it up.
Is it that? I don't think it's that many episodes. I think it's a few fewer than that. No, just having some audio issues here with my computer. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's been consistent Skype issues for audio on my side here. I don't know. We've had good sound quality, but for some reason it just won't cooperate and let you hear what I hear.
Everything is good. Today was a glorious night of Survivor.
It was. We have Survivor, The Amazing Race to talk about. What do we want to start with?
Obviously Survivor. I mean, fantastic.
The American Idol. Let's start with American Idol. That sounds like a good plan to me.
Now it's a $1 million listing.
Okay. All right, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's what we're starting with.
We're all in.
What's the Survivor show you talk about? Nobody watches that, Trevor.
No, I gotta say, I was, every episode that does not involve Spencer or Tasha getting voted off is a good one, in my opinion.
It is.
This is a good episode of Survivor.
It was a great episode. I was very happy that they were not eliminated.
Now Spencer and Tasha can say they didn't hatch this plan, but it sure seemed like a pretty seamless plan. It was like, all right, Tasha, I want you to go hang out with the women and make Tony think that they're starting a four-girl alliance. And I'm just the plant, the bug in his head that Jeffrey was trying to turn on him. And you know what? Maybe it'll make him paranoid that he decides to get rid of her instead of one of us.
You know, so I'm not sure if it was the paranoia or, and I'm going to regret saying this, that maybe Tony had a good idea tonight.
Tony had a good idea. I'll be honest. I absolutely see where Tony was coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, because I said last week on the show that it would make sense for the four girls to align and take out Tony, Spencer, and Wu.
And Tony saw the writing on the wall there. So I really don't know if it was paranoia that set him off or if it was really just a good idea on his part to take care of the girls.
No, I was happy that it went down like that.
Oh, me too.
Because I wanted Spencer and Tasha to stay in the game. I'm not criticizing the move. I think it was a great move by Tony. I just think it was great that the two people I'm rooting for are staying in the game for another week.
Oh, absolutely.
And next week's going to be a complete crapshoot.
Yeah.
You think Trish and Cass are going to vote with Tony next week? They can't trust the word he says to them.
No. Oh, before we get onto that, though, I want your legitimate opinion, though, on was it a smooth move by Spencer or was it a smart move by Tony? Because I think Spencer's taking a lot of credit for this of what happened tonight, and I don't know. I personally don't know if he deserves the credit for this.
Well, I will say that the move that happened was what Spencer and Tasha were both angling for, right? Spencer by playing the bug in Tony's head, and Tasha by laying around with the other three girls in the water and in the camp.
Yeah.
You know, they did feed into Tony's head that this could be coming. That being said, if you're Tony, I don't think it's a bad move, especially, listen, remember the whole Spy Shack thing? He heard Jeffrey and Trisha plotting against him once before. So it's not like what Spencer was saying to Tony wasn't something that he wasn't probably already thinking.
True.
Right? And if you're Tony, screw it. If people don't like you, you got two idols in your pocket.
Yeah.
You can afford to piss some people off.
MJ Rapp says, I don't think Tony could come up with a good idea if his life depended on it.
I've always said Tony fluctuates between brilliant and not brilliant this entire game. I mean, to me, listen, we're not his best game move of the game. His teammates selfishly spent all their money at the auction yeah. and left him to leave his 500. There's always that dynamic every auction where you're in the bigger alliance and it's usually the key member of the bigger alliance is one who has to sock away their $500 while everybody else is chowing down.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Bennett in the chat room also says the auction was boring as hell. I have to kind of agree with him. That was one of the lamest auctions we've seen.
Too many people have watched too many episodes of Survivor.
Yeah.
I think if you go on the show now, you know the stupidest thing you can do at that auction is spend all your money on food.
Yet they still were spending all their money on, the girls were anyway.
I hate to be critical, but usually at the auction, there's both a clue for the idol and a boost in the next immunity challenge. I completely saw where Tasha was coming from.
Yeah.
Not throwing down the 500 to do rocks, because anybody who's watched any of the seasons knows there's usually two clues, one for an idol and one for in the next immunity challenge. So I think she put her money in her pocket saying, you know, if these two want to go for that, fine. There's probably going to be a boost in the next immunity challenge, and I'll take that instead.
It was a risk either way for her. She was going to risk her money to get a rock, a white or a black rock, mm-hmm. or she was going to risk her money to see if there was a clue for or another clue for the idol. Or, you know, something else afterwards. So it was, she knew she had a risk on either decision that she made. I feel like even though she walked out of there with nothing, she probably made the right decision.
You know? I agree, because she was either taking a 1 in 3 chance of pulling the rock.
Right.
Or she was taking a 1 in 1 chance that she's getting the next, you know.
Well, it was more like a 1 in 2 chance.
Yeah, 1 in 2 chance, yeah.
Because either there was going to be a clue or there wasn't.
Yeah, you're right. So I think I would have put my money in my pocket, too, and waited to see if there is a clue coming.
Yeah.
Or a booster for the next immunity challenge. Because in prior seasons, there's usually been two things.
Yeah.
At least that I can recall in prior seasons, there's usually been two things. I was actually really furious that there wasn't, because I was hoping there'd be both a clue for the idol and a boost in the challenge. Obviously hoping that Spencer and Dawson would get both of them.
They honestly could have given a boost in the challenge, like a one ball boost.
Yeah.
You know, something. It could have been done. So it's a little frustrating, but at the same time, it's also frustrating that there's yet another immunity idol out there, and Tony has both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, when is enough idols enough? Like, why can't these idols just be one and done and not come back?
Here's the thing with next week's, right? It seems like Wu, Cass, and Trisha are going to try to vote off Tony next week.
Yeah.
If he knows, if it's a true blindside, you can't vote him off because he can play that special idol, after the vote. And if he knows about it, he's just going to play the non-special idol. So either way, he's alive for the next 2 weeks of the show.
Yeah, he really has to fuck things up to not get into the finals. Things have to fall apart very quickly for Tony.
Well, now he can't hold them.
No, true.
Right? You have to use your idol by the final four is the last time you can play your idol, right?
Right. So he's going to play one this time, one next time, and he's in the final four.
Yeah, and then it's every person for themselves.
Yeah.
Gosh,
but my point is, though, just going back to the idols, is why does there have to be another one? Why, just because Spencer played his at the last tribal council, does another one come into play for this
episode?
Well,
I was hoping one would come into the play, it's just the wrong person got it.
Well, true. Maybe that's a good point. Maybe I'm just pissed off at who got it. and I just hate it that he has both of them. But at the same time, enough is enough with these idols. We're getting over idled.
I thought it was somewhat brilliant that Tony pulled out that idol and showed that he had it as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It really
might
was.
Might as well just walk around camp with it. Screw it.
Absolutely.
It kind of takes the heat off the special idol too, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Spencer obviously thinks that it's still out there because he went looking for it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Cass and Trish. Because these two women,
are now probably furious.
Well, I hope so.
Cass screwed over. Cass could be playing, you know, she made her own fate in this game. Yeah. She could still be playing with Tasha and Spencer and be in control of this game right now. So I don't feel bad for the fact that her and Trish are clearly on the bottom right now.
Cass annoys me to a level.
But when she got up and said, "I saved you once, Spencer."
Oh my God. I almost
threw the phone through the TV. Yeah, he was only in that situation because you completely dicked him over. Yeah,
exactly. Now, she just annoys me on a fundamental level. There's just an annoyance for her that I and we were talking here earlier this week. Danny and I were talking. They are still. I mean, they hate Cass on Twitter. There's still a lot of hate towards Cass on Twitter to this day. And I don't know if they're just playing it up for the show or what.
Or wait, who's hating on Cass? People or people that
Spencer,
are
Spencer, Trish. Tony, I guess they all hate on her on Twitter.
Well, I mean, Spencer has every reason in the world to not like her.
Absolutely.
If I were him, I wouldn't even speak to her. I wouldn't even Twitter. I wouldn't do anything with her. I'd be still so upset about it.
You wouldn't be following her on Twitter?
I would not be. I would be removing any thought from my mind of her.
Yeah, it's just she annoys me on such a basic fundamental level. I don't understand it.
What's interesting is that the way it's now, this game is set up. You have Tony and Wu as a pair. You have Cass and Trisha as a pair. And you have Tasha and Spencer as a pair.
Right.
Now, obviously, I would say the best, the Tony's like in the best shape of the six of them. But I think in terms of who's the toughest pair, it's obviously Tasha and Spencer, right? Tasha's won three straight immunities. Spencer won the one before that. Mm-hmm. And those two have been in the mix in every single immunity challenge, right?
And Tony with his two hidden idols.
Tony with his two idols is in the catbird seat right now. Now, the question that comes up, you saw Wu and Cass talking about on the beach next week, is at some point, you know, I think next week could be the time when somebody tries to make a move on Tony and one of his idols gets played.
Oh, absolutely. Somebody is going home that is not expecting it.
In that situation, I wouldn't think it's either Tasha or Spencer. I would think it's either Cass or Trisha.
And it's whoever Tony votes for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it very well could be a unanimous vote towards Tony. Him not knowing about it, having to play a special idol, and whoever he voted for goes home. Which he could vote for Tasha very easily.
That would be terrible if that happened.
Yeah.
I would be very upset if that happened.
I mean, I don't know.
Although, to be honest, I mean, if you're Tony, at some point you have to look over at Tasha and say, you know what, if I'm sitting next to her at the end, she's winning $1 million.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates me, and they'll have every reason in the world to vote for her.
Yeah. Yeah, Bennett in the chat room just reminded me, too, that there's no more beauty. Jeffra was the last of the beauty tribe tonight. So it's original brawn and original brain. Who would have thought that in the final six, three of them were going to be the brains?
I still go back to the point that I think Cass was just dragging that team down. Because if you look at these individual immunity challenges, Spencer and Tasha have been doing great in them.
Yeah. Cass was bringing that team down. They should have gotten rid of her before David and Garrett, who were the first two people voted out.
Yeah, if you're Spencer, you're probably sitting back watching the season, and you're like, you know what? My biggest mistake was at the outset. I should have gotten rid of Cass immediately.
Yep.
First chance I got, she should have been gone.
Should have been gone.
I should have aligned with David and Garrett and just gotten rid of her.
Yep. No, but so, okay, let's play through this next week now. Tony is from the previews going to be a target, which I don't believe the previews, by the way, people. The previews always are misleading. but if Tony gets voted out and has to play his special power idol, who has he voted for that goes home?
I would say Cass, and here's why. Because Cass and Wu are the ones talking on the beach, right?
True.
If Wu is truly aligned with Tony, then he's going to go back and tell Tony that Cass is plotting against him.
Okay, next scenario. I like that, but here's what just popped into my head. They play their vote for... They split their vote. There's five of them. If all five of them can come together to get rid of Tony, three vote for Tony, two vote for somebody else, Tony votes for whoever, plays his idol, who gets the two votes from the other two people of the five? Because that's who's going to go home. Unless Tony can force a tie. There's so much that happens that can happen next week.
I mean, in that theory, it would be Wu, Trisha, and Cass, I would guess, would be the three that vote together.
Right.
And they would be thinking that they had Spencer and Tasha on board with them. Spencer and Tasha go, you know what, we need to save our own selves. And we're, you know, we'll put a vote on any of either Cass, Trisha, or Wu just to make sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tony somehow votes the same way that Spencer and Tasha does and forces a tie.
I mean, because that's the only way that 3-2-1 scenario plays out. Spencer and Tasha just don't trust Wu, Trisha, and Cass. I can see that happening. So, you know, are we really going to put our trust in them to work this out? What if Tony plays the idol? Actually, you know, if you're Spencer and Tasha, it would make sense to let those three think that that's where you're going, and then put your two votes on somebody else. So, you know, you're not in the situation of being eliminated if the idol is played.
Next week is going to be a clusterfuck.
I think it's going to be. The only person safe next week is Tony.
Yep, and whoever wins immunity. Yeah, it.
Do you think Tasha wins a fourth one in a row?
No, I don't think she can continue. I really don't.
Here's the thing, and this would, if I were Tony, this would keep me up at night, right? If you get rid of Spencer, and it's really just you playing against her for immunity, because I think she'll beat everybody else.
Yeah. Unless Tony wins immunity.
Unless Tony wins. But really, I keep waiting for Wu to start showing up for these immunity challenges. He showed up for the first one and won it. And he hasn't really been that.
Yeah, he won that first one because he had shoes. Yeah.
and tonight he finished second.
Yeah, that's true.
I keep waiting for him to win one of these things.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just, if Tony wins immunity, the immunity challenge next week, it's bad news for Spencer and Tasha. Because at that point, there's no way of saving them. Because I'm afraid Cass and Trish will go back with Tony, and they'll vote out one of the two. That's my thoughts.
Here's the thing. Tony already doesn't... If Cass is walking on the beach with Wu, discussing how she wants to vote against Tony.
Yeah, but that's assuming that Tony sees that conversation happen. That's not necessarily going to happen. But anyway, continue with your thought.
Why wouldn't Wu just tell him that that's what happened?
Well, that's true.
Right? If Wu's aligned with Tony and they trust each other, if you're Wu, wouldn't you go back and tell Tony that Cass was just discussing it?
Yeah, I suppose you could.
I would hope that my alliance mate, that somebody I'm supposed to be trusting in this game, would at least tell me that.
Tony holds all the power in this game right now, which is just sickening. It's just sickening.
You really need to get that special idol out of his hands, because if he just has the regular immunity idol... Yeah, you can always misplay that.
But even
he's going to get to the final four regardless. Yeah. The catch is who's going to be there with him.
Even if he plays the special idol next week, the following week, it's so hard to split the votes with only four other people against him. Because at that point, there's only five people left. Tony being the person they want to vote out, there's only four people to make. It's just, it's too hard to try to split the votes and flush an idol. It's almost impossible to flush an idol with six. A 3-2-1 split is too risky because the one, which is Tony, could vote with the two and cause a tie. It's insane. This is insane.
I think if you're Spencer and Tasha, here's the one thing you have to hope for, right? If you get down to the final four with Tony, either one of them could win any of these immunity challenges.
Yeah.
And if either of them are sitting in the finals next to Tony, they're winning the game of Survivor.
You're right. You're right. But Tony, right now, Tony has a huge bargaining chip with the jury. And it's, look at all these idols I found. I found three idols in the game. I held two of them at the same time.
Yeah, but here's Tasha's jury argument. I won three straight immunity challenges. I haven't been in the majority of lines once over the last month and a half.
Yeah.
And you know what? All of you on the jury, I did not stab you. I have any of you in the back once.
True.
Not once did I plunge the knife into your back. Not once did I lie to you. You know, me and Spencer sat here on the, and this is Spencer's jury argument also, except without the three straight immunity wins, but the same style argument.
Yeah.
I think if you get to the final two and you were never once in the majority alliance, yeah, they voted with the majority twice, but they were never in an alliance with the majority.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that somehow to be able to wiggle your way all the way up to the top of the game. The fact that those two are still sitting here with six people with four in the final six, when everybody knows that they're probably two of the three best players in the game, is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
that you know, Jeffer went first, LJ went first, and they're hanging around. Jeremiah went before them, so for the last 3 weeks, people who are not as good a player as the two of them. Not as big an individual threat as the two of them have gone before them.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they're such big threats, they should have been voted off by now.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They are big threats.
Absolutely.
Tasha's won three straight immunity challenges. Spencer's been in the mix. He hasn't won, but he won one, but he's been around in those other three.
Right.
Everybody knows he's a good player, and yet he's just sticking around.
You're right. You're 100% right, Trevor. 100%. I don't know. It's just, it's been a crazy season of Survivor once again. Great casting decisions.
Yeah, honestly, Tony's a lock for All-Stars.
Absolutely.
Spence's a lock for All-Stars. Absolutely. And I think Tosh is working her way into at least honorable mention status for All-Stars.
She's an alternate.
He's an alternate, right? She's definitely an alternate.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Somebody should get injured.
Yeah. But we got to bring back Tafkak, the artist formerly known as Colby. He's too busy with his own show now. On what channel does he host Top Gun on? History Channel?
History Channel.
Yeah.
He might be a little too big to come back for all.
Yeah, he probably is. That's too bad. He needed to give it up last time, though. Oof, that was rough. So, here's the question of the hour, Trevor. Predictions for next week.
I'm going to say Tony plays an idol and Cass goes home.
Which idol? Which idol? We got to be a little bit more specific.
I think the special
idol. I think the special idol also goes out. I'm afraid for Spencer and Tasha, though. I really am. It needs to be... next week needs to be executed 100% to keep them safe. And it's just... It's so hard. It's so hard to make that happen.
I'm going to go with this. Woo, Trish, and Cass vote for Tony. Spencer and Tasha figure out that that's the plan somehow. And decide to lay their two votes on Cass, because they're both dying probably to vote her out of the game.
And Tony also votes for Cass and creates a 3-3 tie.
Well, then Tony, right? Tony wouldn't have to vote for Cass. Tony could just decide the Cass can go home and just lay a vote on Trisha or something.
Sure, sure. But why not force a tie and try to save your idol?
That is true. Although you can't play two idols in the same.
That's true. But you could give your hidden immunity idol to somebody the next week and use it as leverage.
That is true. You're absolutely right.
You can always use that.
Tony just plays his own idol. I can see that happening.
But he can't give away that special idol.
Doesn't play the special idol. Tony just plays his regular idol and saves the special one for next week's vote.
But try to save that regular idol to give away as leverage to somebody.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I don't know. It's going to be a hell of an episode next week, folks. Strap in.
I think it's going to be a good one. And I'm actually feeling rather confident that both Spencer and Tasha are going to survive next
week. I'm not. I feel like Tasha's going to go home.
It's going to be tough. What hurts her is if she loses the immunity next week, everybody's going to be looking around and going, should we just get rid of her now?
True.
Because, she's won three in a row. It's a similar situation that Ozzy faced, right? You keep winning so many challenges in a row. The first time you don't win, everybody kind of looks around and goes, this might be our only shot to get rid of this person.
Yeah.
But her and Spencer have to continue to try to do is foster bedlam around camp.
They need to try
If I were them, I'd actively be playing both sides. I would definitely tell Tasha to go hang out in the water with Trish and Cass. And be like, I can't believe that asshole Tony voted off Jet, right? And if I'm Spencer, I'm sitting with Tony and Wu and going, a great vote, guys. And you guys are, right? If you were Spencer and Tasha, wouldn't you split up and, make a concerted effort to, fuel the fire on both sides while hanging in the middle just deciding which side to go with?
I think you're right.
Listen, they didn't show that today. Today's game, it almost felt like they had to kind of rehearse the strategy. Or they're just so in sync now from having been alliance mates for this long that they knew exactly what buttons to press. All right, Tosh, you got into the water and just hang out with the other three women, make it look like an all-girls alliance is forming, and I'll work on Tony.
I think that's part of it. I think they're in such sync with each other that they knew what they needed to do.
They got the job done.
They did. Do you want to talk a little bit about The Amazing Race?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought the ending, the pit stop, was one of the coolest pit stops they've ever done. Honestly.
Yeah, I would say that.
The top of that mountain was so awesome. I loved it. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
In Switzerland. I guess they were at Switzerland. At Mount Titulus. I don't know how to say it. Titulus.
I have to say, this is one of the most predictable non-elimination legs that they've had in a while.
Oh, but my God. Can we get rid of Caroline and Jennifer? I mean, honestly.
What?
Will they ever leave? Will they ever go? This is the second non-elimination they've been saved by.
I just knew it was coming, to be honest.
I know.
I knew it was a non-elimination the entire episode, so I wasn't even it's almost like you just knew it was a non-elimination the entire time.
There's so much hatred for Brendan and Rachel.
Yeah, I think they make the show interesting.
Absolutely do. I'm rooting for them. I want Brendan to be able to let Rachel have a baby. And let her have a house. I think that's the greatest thing to come out of this season is, Brendan's going to let me have a baby if we win $1 million. He's going to let you have a baby. Jet and Cord I'm rooting for also, but everybody else can go fuck off.
I like Dave and Connor. I'm happy to see they're doing well.
Yeah, I tweeted this the other night. Dave and Connor have a really good story, a very inspirational, both of them are cancer survivors. Both of them.
Both of them.
Yes.
Yes. Really?
Yes, both are cancer survivors that they played up quite a bit in their first season. But this season it's been, oh, we're Achilles heel survivors. They're both cancer survivors and they have an inspirational story. Let's work on that.
Shit, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure if somebody in the chat room can let me know what I think it was both Colt. I think people, I'm not saying this with any, I think it was colon cancer for both of them.
That's I had no idea about that. Yeah. Shit. I don't pay attention enough.
Let's be honest, Trevor. You're not watching this season of The Amazing Race.
I have been watching this season, actually. Just enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, just enough to be dangerous. No, there's really not a lot to report on this last episode, honestly.
I mean, it was decent.
It was. I mean, it was.
I kind of like that everybody's gay, that hates Brendan and Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it for interesting TV. I mean, nothing great. Is that all we're going to talk about with The Amazing Race?
Are we? No, I mean, do you want to talk about, I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know. I've had it with this show. Let's leave.
No, I mean, the one thing I will say is I've been saying all along that I prefer when the teams not really like each other, and I think we're getting there with people not liking Brendan and Rachel.
Yeah,
and so I'm excited about that.
We are getting to that point. There's always it's always good to have somebody to hate.
Mm-hmm.
I was just gonna see if I could find out what Dave and Connor, because they really do have an inspirational story.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Can't find it. Oh, well. Nobody in the chat room seems to know either. Oh, well. That's all right. Look it up, people. Do we have anything else to talk about, or can we leave early today?
Whatever you want.
It's whatever you want, Trevor. You're in charge.
I
opened the episode, so that means you're in charge.
We have to check with Jay Holland, get our executive producer on the line.
Last week's show was fun. I loved last week's show, Trevor.
I agree. I thought last week was fantastic.
I don't know if everybody is in the same boat with me, but I thought just sitting down and talking with Jay Holland more about the industry was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was prostate cancer. Thank you, MJ Rob. That's insane. They have a great story. But anyway, thank you. No, I thought last week's show was excellent. Like I said, maybe not everybody agrees, but talking with Jay Holland more about the industry was fun. Somebody from the inside, somebody who knows TV, we got to pick their brain for a little bit, and it was I loved it. But Jay Holland Moore is awesome, so what more can we ask for?
Definitely, I mean, agree.
We've made a lot of friends on this show, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I was thinking about just today was Wally Branson. Do you know how much we tortured that poor man?
He was great. Him and Mark and Bill are my two favorite Amazing Race. I know.
Well, Tony and Dallas.
And Tony and Dallas, yes, absolutely.
Tony texts me every once in a while. She just checks up on me. It's so fun. I want to get out and see Tony and Dallas and those guys. Just head out to California and hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we pestered the shit out of poor Wally Branson. I almost felt bad for how much we had him on the show. He loved it though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I almost sent him a message on Facebook saying, "Hey, do you remember me?" And then I got to thinking, well, that's a little creepy.
That might be a little weird.
That's a little odd.
So she said, how are your daughters doing?
Yeah. Hey, about your daughters. On Two Cents Radio, I think we were discussing Raleigh Weaver. We looked him up on Facebook. I added him on Facebook as a friend, but he never responded to my request. I think he knows. I'd love to talk to Raleigh. Raleigh Weaver was awesome. He was the most sane out of that whole family. That family was crazy, Trevor. Those four girls were, or three girls and him were insane. And then they made that poor family go to the racetrack where their father had been killed.
That was crazy. I remember.
That was. MJ Rob says his loss, not yours, for Raleigh. He should come on our show. I want to talk to Raleigh Weaver.
I actually like Raleigh Weaver. I thought that was really a really great season of the show.
The family edition? Come on, Trevor.
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it.
I guess I did, too. I'm trying to think of who won that season. The Lins? Was it the Lins family?
They won, yes. They won from Cincinnati.
Nick, Alex, Megan, and Tommy. I wonder what they're up to. Wow, I forgot that the Weavers got third that year.
Yeah, they were in the mix the entire season.
Yeah, and Wally got second. Oh, we had the second. Oh, now I feel even worse. He got second place on The Amazing Race, and we kept having him back. Yeah, guess 69 is right. Father was not killed at the racetrack where they went to on Tar 8, but
I thought the symbolism, though, is...
It was tough.
I admired their courage.
Yes. Well, should we get out of here for the week? I think we should.
Sure.
All right. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, we'll be back next week after Survivor, probably. It's going to be a crazy episode. Have a great week, everybody. Catch you next week.